Good morning, top of the morning. Today I'm interviewing performance coach Christian Placentia. If I pronounce that wrong, I'm sure I will learn today. But interestingly enough, I'm doing more durability training. Shout out to PJF and shout out to Christian because I know I will definitely learn a lot from him. But thinking about the durability, if we don't take care of our bodies won't take care of us. And I always try to equate that back to the training business. And man, look, I mentioned a few episodes ago about the recovery suite, how we always get used to this new normal of less efficiency, less productivity, less mobility because we're banged up and then because we're sore. We get used to playing sore, we get used to playing banged up, and we forget what it feels like to feel good while we play, which does make a huge difference. And I'm so curious to know what that looks like in terms of our business. Of course, working out is important, but I also think that taking a step back and working on the business, not in the business, being an auditor is something else that can help us with the durability of our training business. And there's so many other things that I'm sure matter, like even something as small as working on our pelvis, working on our core, working on our hips can help us have better ergonomics whenever we're sitting down in the chair for an extended period of time during that 40% of time that we're actually working behind a computer. I'm thinking about making sure that we actually have legitimate numbers that we can look at in terms of our closing percentages, in terms of having a healthy pipeline, because right now that's exactly what I'm thinking is the most important for us, especially when it comes to Hoops Institute. If you guys don't know, our goal is to have 200 trainers that we help on the playbook. And, you know, there are a lot of other services out there. There's Wix, there's Weebly, there's WordPress, but I'm biased, but I don't think that they are better than the playbook, because the playbook is operated by basketball trainers who know what the heck we actually need. So all that being said, the pipeline is what is interesting me right now in terms of durability, because without sales we have nothing. And I'm getting back to prospecting, talking to people more about coming over to the playbook, talking to more people about basketball training, and really just setting time aside and having a healthy pipeline to be able to prospect from, and adding more durability training to the workouts that I do personally, physically. So this interview with Christian is going to be very interesting. We're going to be talking about a lot. Hope you guys enjoy that coming up soon. But hopefully you also can do some durability training. Check out PJF. If you don't buy his course, at least look online at YouTube or some of his things that he posts on Instagram. They're all great. I feel really good right now, and I hope you feel good, not just physically, but also in your business as well. And if you don't, then that's really on you. There are plenty of resources out there. We have a free group with over 1,200 basketball trainers and a lot of resources that can help you get right in your training business. So it's on you if you decide to stay stuck like that and not ask those questions that you know you want answers to, or try to figure out what questions you aren't asking right now that could help you. Hope you guys have a great day. I've got some interviews, hiring an administrative support specialist so that I can get some stuff off of my plate. Since wifey got a really, really good job, she's not helping out in that role anymore. So I can't wait to find that right person and to start freeing up more time to do important things like talk to y'all and prospect more often. So y'all have a great day, and I will talk to you on the next episode, which may be Christian and myself having a good dialogue.
Yo, hope that podcast gave you some value. If it did, please rate, review, and subscribe to this. It only makes the podcast better. I read every single one. And at the very least, go join our group. You'll see the link in the description of this episode, and I will catch you on the next one.